Everybody, Andy here again. Well, I'm down on the beach, on Hastings Beach once again, somewhere very near to the position that I was about 2 days ago now, but looking now at a very different scene to the one that I was then. Obviously, at that particular time, I was watching a pier which was in the process of burning down. I'm now looking at what is very much a derelict pier. And what's changed over the last couple of days? Well, I've never seen so many people around. This is sort of the middle of the afternoon. I've just wandered down to have another look, because apparently there's a small fire again on the pier this morning, because it keeps smouldering, as you can imagine. It's still dangerous. It could go up again, or what's left of it at any particular time. And so I came down for a little wander, and I'd love to know how many pictures, digital pictures, whatever, film, whatever it might be, or video footage that has been taken of this pier over the last few days. It's unbelievable the amount of people that are along here. It's one of those strange things. I said in a blog post earlier today that, you know, like death is a career move type of thing. People, you know, one of the reasons the pier closed was because it wasn't very successful. Nobody wanted to go on there. The shops that were there went out of business because people didn't visit. People didn't spend their money here. And now, here we are, after these tragic events, and it's become a tourist attraction, very much like that West Pier I spoke about in Brighton. Same scenario, as I said then, built by the same man, the same fate, burnt down. This one, at the moment, Hastings Pier, is still far more complete, but it's never been so popular. Isn't it so ironic that that type of thing happens? But now there's lots of the bits of the pier have obviously fallen down. There's loads of bits of wood that have washed up on the seashore, which they're actually clearing up now. There's still other bits which I've seen as I've been walking along that are still in the water being washed around. So obviously things are still falling off. There's still a smell of smoke in the air. I know I said that the pier did go up a little bit this morning, but it's still smouldering in places. That's still that sort of smell of burning or whatever in the air as well. And people wandering along the beach, people like myself coming along, talking about their memories of the pier, people bumping into people, as I've just done, people we haven't seen for a while. Isn't it weird? Isn't it strange how these things happen? You know, on Monday evening, I don't expect anyone took a blind bit of notice of the pier. They walk past it because it's just there, as someone I know said the other day. It's one of those things you take for granted, you took for granted, and now, look at it now, in a completely different state of mind. The sign's still there saying you can save me. They're talking about possibly doing that because I wasn't aware. The actual park, because it is a partly listed building, but it's the actual framework which is still standing now that is listed. So the buildings that are on top could be got rid of. Those could be demolished, as they have been largely by fire anyway, and it could be rebuilt. They need to do a structural survey, obviously, but out of the ashes rises the phoenix, maybe. We'll see. And maybe if it does, it'll be a completely different tourist attraction to what it was before, but it won't be the same. It won't be the old pier. The one I'm looking at now is the one where I spent my time and so many other people did, from across the world by all accounts as well. So that particular pier is gone now forever. Those memories still remain, but we'll see what the next chapter holds. Anyway, I'm going to leave you in the company of the sea and a helicopter. That's something we've got used to over the last few years. Anyway, thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.